Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining our call. It looks like we have both our presenters online, so we can go ahead and begin. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Liz. Hey, my name is Chuck Prettner. I'm one of the directors of franchise development at Right at Home. And as you know, every Tuesday we have a conversation. We call it Tuesday at 2. And in that conversation, we speak with industry experts, the Right at Home corporate team, as well as Right at Home franchisees. And we cover a variety of topics dealing with healthcare, franchising, the Right at Home opportunity. Today's topic is the day in the life of a Right at Home franchisee. And joining me to discuss that is Megan Scott. She's one of our franchisees in New Jersey and one of our many legacy franchisees that we have in the system. Megan, welcome and thanks for being part of the conversation today.
Hi, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's always a pleasure and fun to talk to you. Now, as we go through these questions, I have a couple that just kind of set the table a little bit. Now, your family has been part of the Right at Home franchise family for close to 17 years, 3 years or so ago. The business was passed down to you. Tell me a little bit about what you did before you became the day-to-day franchisee in the Right at Home business you have there in Jersey.
Sure, absolutely. So before becoming the owner of Right at Home of Essex County.
Yes, this is Melody. Hello. Hello.
Line two.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, Chuck, hold on. I'm just going to have to dial back in. Hold on 1 second.
I think that's
Sorry,
a perfect
guys.
Example.
Technical difficulties.
Happens in the day of a life of a franchisee is there's something always happening any second of the day and you just simply got to be prepared for it and roll with the punches.
Hi, I am so sorry about that.
Megan, we were just talking about the unpredictable nature.
Can I tell you what just happened? It's so funny. So my mom and I own our business together, and she does not quite know how to use her phone yet. So she just picked up my line, and it just screwed everything up. I am so sorry about that.
Oh, no, that was great. I was telling everyone when we all get together at Home Improvement in April, I'm going to play this recording for everyone there.
I'm so sorry.
And,
I'm texting her right now. Please do not pick up.
Franchisees for a number of years, and you and your mom stepped into this business. Your dad had built it up for a very high level. Hey, tell me a little bit about the office staff, the office team that you had in place when you and your mom became the day-to-day operators of the business.
Sure. So when we first stepped into the business, my dad had really only two office employees. He had Margalie, who was our scheduling coordinator, who had been with him for about 4 years. And there was another young woman named Lakira, who was kind of helping with some of the hiring and HR and more of the administrative duties. So really, that was it.
All right. Now, as you went through the transition program, I mean, that must have been challenging running into a high-performing large franchise. What kind of support were they able to give you? And, hey, what kind of support did the corporate team give you? Did you go to training? What did that look like?
Oh, gosh. Everything, all the support that we have is so valuable, and I really don't think, I would have been able to do it without having our existing office staff and without having corporate office. So our existing office staff were invaluable. Really, I just picked their brains as much as I could. I spent a lot of time with Margalie, getting to understand the schedule, getting to understand who our caregivers were. She helped me out a lot by calling in people one by one so I could meet them. I would go out to see clients so I could better understand what their situation is and, what they need from me, what they need from us. So we really just spent a lot of time learning. I mean, I came in, yes, I had been somewhat involved because it was a family business, but I really did not understand the day-to-day operations at all. So everything was kind of starting from scratch. It was quite a learning curve. One thing that was really helpful was attending the training in Omaha. So we got this fantastic two-week training that I did and my mom did as well. And it was really a crash course, right, in how to run this business. And it was interesting for us because we already had a bit of an understanding about what the day-to-day was like. So we were able to see the training and understand the training from a different perspective. And then everyone in the corporate office is just so helpful, so supportive. We had many calls with Brian. We had many calls. Really, anyone who we needed to talk to made themselves available for us. And obviously, it was a difficult time, you know, going through the transition, losing my dad, my mom losing her husband. But everything was just made so much easier by having, you know, our office staff and the corporate office. We're very grateful.
Well, you know, we certainly value you guys as being part of the family. And we're just glad that we were able to help and you're able to get through that transition period. And hey, help all the folks that are still in your territory. Now, hey, I almost have the table set here. We're almost ready to begin the first conversation regarding the day in the life. But before we do that, tell me a little bit about what your responsibilities might be. What have you delegated to your team? What is your main areas of focus in your business?
Sure. So I would say I primarily focus on new client acquisition. And so that, of course, includes the intake, going out to meet new clients and putting them on service, and also the ongoing communication with the clients, which is super vital. So, you know, whether that be a family member, a friend, whoever it is, I make sure to kind of lead the charge when it comes to staying in touch with the clients and understanding their needs. I also do handle payroll. I have it set up for me by some of the other office staff, but I'm ultimately the one who, you know, hits accept at the end of the day. And I do also oversee scheduling pretty closely, and I oversee our nursing staff. Some of the things I delegate. Sure, sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you can ask.
All right. I was just going to simply say, you know, with all of the different aspects of this business and, well, scheduling or talking to clients and families, and the topic of a day in the life of a franchisee, is there even such a thing as a typical day in the life of a right-at-home franchisee? Or maybe it's a typical week, month. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Every day is different. I never know what to expect. There's a handful of things that we could kind of choose from, but really there is no typical day. Sometimes I come in, I have my to-do list all set. I try and stay as organized as possible, and sometimes I get to some of it, sometimes I get to none of it. I can get a phone call that'll completely shift the day at any point. So you kind of just have to be ready to do what's needed and have a good, clear vision of what needs to get done now and what you can kind of put off for later or delegate to someone else in the office.
So it sounds like every day is kind of different. Just to help me kind of understand the complexities and how every day is different, walk me through what you've done today up until this call and what you're going to do after this call, besides helping your mom understand the phone system a bit better.
That'll take about 2 hours or so. So I have to block off quite a bit of time on my calendar. So actually today was kind of an unusual day. Part of it is that I spent the first couple hours of the day with my son. I don't always get to do that, but I was with him until about 11 a.m. or so, actually, which is one of the wonderful benefits of having a business where you can kind of work flexibly. So we're sleep training him. You don't need all this information, but he's 15 months old and I want to make sure he takes a good nap. So I spent that time with him in the morning. And then when I came into the office, the first thing I focused on was finishing payroll. It's really important to make sure our employees get paid on time.
Exactly.
And so that's my primary task for Tuesdays. You know, we start the payroll on Monday, finish it on Tuesday. So I got that done. And then I actually had a meeting with a local doctor who just opened up a direct access practice. And we were talking to her about potentially offering some type of health care for our employees. So we spoke to her for about, you know, 45 minutes or so today. What else have I done? We're starting a new case tomorrow. So we were confirming staffing for that case. I was chatting with the family, chatting with the nurses, and really just catching up on any phone calls that I received this morning that I needed to call back. This afternoon, once we get off this call, we're actually having a staff meeting around 4 p.m. So in about 50 minutes or so, I'm going to get all the staff together and we're going to just go over kind of some of the upcoming needs for the next week or two.
Now, when you talk about staff, you're talking about your folks in the office. Do you get together with your caregivers, and what's their interaction for them coming into the office at all?
Yeah, I love to see my caregivers as much as possible. Sometimes I'll go out into the field. If I have a day where I have a chunk of time, I'll go see a couple of clients and see a couple of caregivers, see how they're doing. A lot of times caregivers come and pick up their paychecks if they don't have direct deposit, so that's another opportunity to see them. They know that at any point they can call me, schedule an appointment. I always try and tell them, call me first, because I really don't know where I'm going to be at any given time of day. So I say, call me, you know, about 30 minutes before you want to come into the office. We like to have parties and do celebrations. So actually on Friday, yeah, my mom officially retired from her teaching job, and now she's, you know, joining me in the business on a full-time basis. So we did a little retirement party for her on Friday and invited our caregivers into the office. So we had a really great turnout for that too, and that was fun. And again, just a nice opportunity to touch base with them, see how they're doing, and just remind them that we're here for them whenever they need.
Super. So, you know, you have your team in place and you have a staff meeting with them later today. And being a business owner, we talked about the idea of delegating responsibilities. You as the franchisee, what do your daily interactions with your office team look like? I mean, who do you talk to about scheduling? I mean, what do those conversations look like?
Yeah, so we have one primary scheduler, which you know, might be a bit unusual for the volume that we do, but she's extremely efficient. I work very closely with her on the scheduling. She actually sits right outside of my office, so our offices are kind of connected so that we can chat back and forth all day long. So I would say I have the most interaction with my scheduler throughout the day. And then we have our administrative office staff and our HR person who kind of know what it is that they need to be doing. So like today, we had about 3 or 4 applicants coming through for either the first round of the process and or for orientation. So they're on the other side of the office seated over there going through that. I do interact with them when they have someone for me to meet. I like to meet everyone who comes in for orientation. If I'm here, they'll bring them here to me. And I might just ask for a little bit of a rundown, you know, tell me who this person is, what hours are they looking for, just so we can keep it in our minds for when an opportunity comes up to use them. So the most interaction is definitely with the scheduler, but I do, you know, chit-chat and check in with the HR and administrative team quite a bit. And also, of course, my mom, she handles the finances. So we like to sit down at least once a week or so and kind of just review receivables and, you know, see who it is who needs to be contacted and kind of what's going on there with the financial end of the business, too.
Sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on in that office all the time, and it sounds like you guys really have your thumb on the pulse. Tell me a little bit about maybe what daily or could be weekly interaction with Right at Home Corporate looks like, whether it's business coaches or what have you. What does that look like?
Yeah, I feel like I'm always shooting off like quick emails here and there to someone at corporate. So for example, a couple of days ago, I had this idea that I wanted to update my website. So I found Brandon's contact information and I ran an idea by him, and he actually came back to me with a really great suggestion, which was neat. Sometimes, you know, we interact with corporate. If I need a certain resource, I do think a lot of the things are laid out pretty well, and I now know where to find things. But there's people at corporate who are really helpful. I think, you know, one time I agreed to do a presentation for someone on Home Care 101, kind of like a community relations type thing. And I wanted to see if there was an existing presentation. So someone from corporate, you know, found me one. We run questions by Brian all the time. And then, of course, we do our calls when that time comes. So I would say interact with someone from corporate at least, you know, every week, every other week, just depending on what the situation is and what we're looking for.
Super. Hey, you know, when you're part of a franchise system, that obviously means there's other franchisees. There's franchisees in New Jersey, across the country, and multiple countries outside the United States. What kind of interaction do you have with, hey, the other franchisees that are business owners and doing this every day?
Yeah, so actually when I first took over this business, I sat down with a lot of the New Jersey owners. I wanted to understand, you know, how they ran their offices and get a clearer picture of exactly how I wanted to do things. In terms of like the day-to-day, so we are in West Orange, New Jersey, and there's a fantastic office in Chatham, which is about, you know, 20, 25 minutes from here, pretty close. So we talk to them quite a bit. One, because sometimes people get confused and call one office instead of the other.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll actually even do the intake. So if someone calls me for their region, I might do the intake for them and then pass it along and have them reach out. They'll do the same for us as well. We make referrals to each other all of the time. And, you know, sometimes in a pitch too, we've been known to share caregivers. So they are the office that we talk to the most because they're probably the closest in distance. But I would say the New Jersey owners in general, we keep in touch. We have our own little Facebook group. Just New Jersey, that we share ideas and you know, talk about, does anyone want to go to this event or that event? So we actually have a very good community here in New Jersey, I would say, and a lot of longtime owners.
That's great. You know, as we were talking about community there, whether it's with other franchisees or what have you, tell me a little bit about what type of daily activities you do in the community, not so much necessarily talking to clients or families, but maybe just more the social side, doing fairs, doing programs at nursing homes, whether it's bingo, kind of the senior activities out there. Do you play a role in that? Do you have any kind of programs that you roll out to be part of the community there?
Yeah, so we do have a community liaison who's with us on a part-time basis. So she goes out and does some of those events, and I always like to attend when I can. So for example, like tomorrow we are hosting, we around the holidays and around wintertime, we do like hot cocoa events. We call it like hot cocoa and memories. And so it's something super simple. We'll just bring hot chocolate, bring some snacks. People can make their own hot chocolate and reminisce about, you know, times past. They talk about the holidays and this time of year and what memories kind of come to mind. We also sponsor, like, we have a local Jewish community center that's quite active. They have a really good program for seniors. So, like, in a couple of weeks, I'll probably be going there for their Valentine's Day event that we're going to sponsor. So we do that. And anytime we have an opportunity to do something at a facility, if they're hosting something like a dinner or something for their residents, I like to try and attend when I can. We've been known to show up at picnics, you know, where we have clients present. So there's always something going on, something that we could do. I delegate what I can, but I also attend as much as I'm able.
Well, how fun. You know, I'm kind of saving the biggest question to last that a lot of people that are out there listening really are kind of interested in, and that is, what is your daily interaction like with the clients that you serve, as well as the interaction with their families? I mean, that's what this business is all about, improving the quality of life for those we serve. How does that fit in terms of interaction on a daily, maybe even a weekly basis?
Yeah, I have a lot of interaction with my clients. I like to serve as the primary contact for them, and I make that very clear to them when the service begins. So that comes with some good and some not so good, right? The interactions aren't always 100% positive, but at least they know that they can reach out to me. So today, for example, let's see, I just, you know, texted. Oh, that's another thing too. The clients all like to communicate differently. Some of them like phone calls, some of them like text, some of them like emails. So I try and pick up on whatever communication style best suits them and kind of go with that. So today I was just texting a client who's fairly new just to check in. I said, hey, how are things going with the caregiver? And you know, she texted me back and we just had a little bit of a conversation to make sure that she was happy and see if there's anything I could do. I also had another conversation, and actually that ended up being quite pleasant. I had a conversation with a client this morning that was not as pleasant because the caregiver didn't want to return to the case. So I had to explain to them why that happened. So there's a lot of different conversations that happen during the day. Sometimes it's just as simple as saying, hey, so-and-so is not going to be there this weekend. Here's who you're going to have instead. But other times it's a little bit more complicated and takes a little bit more time. But I do have, you know, clients reaching out to me quite a bit. I think they like having the direct access to the person who's making the decision. So a lot of them tell me that they really appreciate it and they're surprised and grateful for how responsive I am.
That sounds like you've got a lot of experience with matching the right caregiver and client out there. What type of interaction do you have with the client's families? I mean, is that very much a big part of the day? Is that phone? Is that weekly? I mean, what is your interaction with the families of the people you take care of?
breaking up a little bit, but you're saying the interaction, with the clients and with their families?
Yeah.
Sure. So let's see, the interaction with the clients and families. I definitely have a lot of interaction with them. Just to kind of backtrack for what you're saying, like caregiver matching, 90% of the time I go out and I meet a client before the case begins. Sometimes I do delegate that to my mom, but I really like to do it because I feel like I, you know, being the one who is full-time, have a really good handle on who the clients are and who the caregivers are, so I can really do the best matching. She's learning though, we're getting her up to speed. So I do go out and I'm the one who sits with the scheduler to talk to her about who I think the best caregiver for her to be is, for the client to be. So that's kind of how the interaction starts. And then on a day-to-day basis, I would say I spend, a couple of hours, communicating with clients in some way. It's interesting because some are extremely communicative and they want your attention all of the time. Others really, once the case starts, it kind of goes on its own. So it's kind of just learning what level of interaction they want from you and you know, just making sure that they feel comfortable and the caregiver feels comfortable. Does that answer your question?
In the life, there's a lot of different hats that you wear and a lot of different balls that you're juggling out there.
Yes.
Tell me with, you know, the few minutes that we have left, Megan, do you think there's anything out there that we should share, maybe you want to share with all the folks listening in that maybe we simply haven't even covered yet?
Let's see. I think a couple of things that are really important. First, just making sure to surround yourself with the right people. I think I was really fortunate that my dad had some really great hiring skills, but I really can't underscore the importance of having the right office staff around you. The scheduling is like a puzzle. I mean, this job is, it can be 24 hours a day. You know, it never really stops. So you need people who are going to be loyal and who are going to be willing to be on the phone with you on, you know, a Saturday afternoon, just to try and get things done, and understanding that sometimes the nature of this business is really unpredictable. And that, you know, occasionally there's times when it's not as much fun, but it's always really valuable, and that's something that I always remember. So having the right people around you, treating your care staff properly, I think that is another big thing that we really hold as a core value of ours. We have really good caregiver retention, and we have amazing caregivers. And part of the reason that we have that is because we treat them really well. We acknowledge them. We acknowledge their birthdays. We, we give them cards. We talk to them about their families. We actually get to know them on a personal level. This not only benefits us for our business because we understand their personalities better and who to match them with, but of course it makes them feel good and it makes them feel like they're loved and supported and that we're the type of agency that we want to, you know, that they want to work for and be with. So just understanding that the caregivers are the center of the business is probably, I think, the most valuable thing that we've picked up since taking over.
Well, you guys have made a tremendous impact in that area, not only in terms of, you know, taking care of clients and helping the families through those areas, simply making a difference as a place that people want to be involved with and work. And hey, we love you guys and what you do out there. And Megan, I just want to thank you so much for spending the last half hour on the phone with us. I feel like we could talk another hour and a half, but I know you got to go work with your mom on the phone system. But again, thank you so much, Megan, for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I really hope that this was helpful, and I apologize again for the phone issues at the beginning. I will get that taken care of.
We'll remind you of this forever. I want to thank everyone else that was able to dial in today. Hopefully you'll be able to join us next week. Our topic next week is going to be strategic partnerships. I will be speaking with Karen Zuger. She is Right at Home's Vice President of Business Development and Strategic Partnerships. Until then, have a great week, everybody.